Oregon could become the first state to officially okay gay marriage. Earlier this month, a judge ordered Multnomah County to stop performing same-sex marriages, but said the state must recognize the 3,000 same-sex marriage licenses the county had already issued. Oregon's attorney general is expected to appeal. Colin Fogarty of Oregon Public Broadcasting found a couple in Portland that's trying to cope with the basic question, are we married or not?
Kelly Burke has been up since 5 a.m.
Oh, baby. Bless you. Oh, that's so upsetting.
Her toddler, Avery, has a cold.
You want to watch some Sesame Street?
How do you get dressed?
I love Sesame Street. Some mornings I find that he's left the room and I'm still watching it because I'm enjoying it. One of the perks of being a stay-at-home mom.
Now, Kelly Burke is hoping for the perks of being a married stay-at-home mom. Nearly 2 months ago, she and her partner of 16 years, Dolores Doyle, rushed down to the Multnomah County building to be one of the first gay couples to get a marriage license.
I mean, even after 16 years of being together, I find myself walking around saying, oh my gosh, I'm married. And it was really exciting to be able to finally do that. Really, what this is about is the ability to become a family. And in our society, being a family carries legal protections and rights.
That fact hit Kelly with full force a few years ago, just after her son was born. She had a blood clot before her partner had officially adopted him. So Kelly worried whether Dolores would get custody if anything went seriously wrong.
You know, what should have just been kind of a health crisis quickly turned into a real panic about our family's legal status. It was actually more stressful than the actual medical problem going on and really terrifying.
Kelly and her spouse are hoping that legal ambiguity will end now that they're married, especially when it comes to employment benefits. Dolores Doyle is coming on break at her job as an electrician. She's the sole breadwinner for the family.
I would say the majority of the guys I work with are married. I don't think they're actually probably aware of the legal benefits of being married. Many of the benefits of marriage are sort of this social safety net. You know, if I were to die, Kelly has no legal recognition.
That means Dolores' new wife doesn't qualify for family health insurance, workers' compensation payments, and the pension benefits provided by the local electricians' union. So the couple has to shell out $200 a month for private insurance while being buffeted in the wind by the controversy over gay marriage.
Right now, the status is that we're still pending. I'm starting to believe that I'm getting the runaround. You know, Kelly and I are a family. Here we are again, you know, people questioning the legitimacy of my family. And it's tiresome. So we'll see, you know, so we're still waiting.
It's difficult for couples like these two to plan for the future, given the legal haziness over gay marriage. But they're still hoping Oregon will be the first to legalize their union for good. For Day to Day, I'm Colin Fogarty in Portland, Oregon.